Do you know someone who spends so much of their time and energy criticizing other people or talking about other people's habits or behaviors or other people's lives? And you think, sister, if you just spent that time and energy working on yourself and reflecting within and improving your own life, maybe you wouldn't have to talk about other people. Yes, we're talking about the art of reflection today. The art of reflection really, for a lot of people, is a lost art, but it can help support personal growth on all levels of the self, you know, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, your relationships. It can make your life so much better. It can help facilitate healing within and signpost areas of improvement. It can deepen understanding of your personal strengths and allow you to see your experiences from the expanded view of the soulful self. So we're going to finish 2021 with a bang, in a good way. There's plenty of bangs been going on the last 2 years, but we're going to finish in a really good way, in a way that helps us be the conscious creators of our own lives. It allows us to focus within and on ourselves and help to facilitate healing or useful change in your life. So you're moving yourself towards the life you want to live, or continuing along that path. If you're somebody who are really already firmly planted in living your purpose and expressing yourself in a way that feels nourishing on all levels of yourself. Today, there's also a beautiful document that you can download that will assist you in your process today. It's called the Reflection and Release Ritual 2021. Head on over to everydayinspiration.com.au. It's episode number 41 in the podcast, and you can download the document that will assist you today. Hang on tight. Let's do it. Welcome to the Everyday Inspiration Podcast. I'm your host, Larissa Halls. I'm a kinesiologist, life coach, yoga, and meditation teacher. This podcast is dedicated to help you get out of autopilot, overwhelm, and self-doubt, to inspire you to have the courage to be the conscious creator of your life, so you can really commit to your goals and build the life, body, or business that you imagined. It's really to be the best version of yourself, because I know what it feels like to be stuck and feel like you're living someone else's life, because this was me 20 years ago. And after having a life-threatening illness, I set out to create the change that I craved. Now I get to help women all across the world enjoy that same sense of self-love, freedom, and choice, so they can live with everyday inspiration. Get yourself ready for this beautiful process. Find a place where you can just be yourself, where you can feel comfortable and you can feel safe and supported. Bring yourself into a safe and comfortable place to sit and connect. Gently close your eyes and feel the delicate touch of your upper and lower eyelids. Take a deep breath and relax into yourself by inviting the feeling of softness into the spaces around your eyes, down into your jaw, along the neck and shoulders, letting the shoulders sink naturally down into the frame of your body. Melt away any tension that you're holding around your belly so that your lungs can move and expand freely, accepting the breath. Turning the volume of your thoughts gently down and tuning into that connecting sensation of gravity. Physical body connecting to the surface below you. For a moment, observe any feeling you may have in your physical body and then slowly let that melt away. Place one hand on your heart space and one hand on your belly. And enjoy three deep and nourishing breaths, bringing the energy of the breath all the way to the area under your bottom hand, so under your belly. Slowly letting go of your outer world, and with each breath, tuning into your inner world. Allow each breath to soothe your mind and quiet down the static electricity of your mind. And bringing a bridge of connection to your physical self, to your soulful self. Today, allowing your soulful self to be louder than your thoughts. Tuning into the sacred voice of wisdom and the sacred voice of universal guidance. Start to visualize a pool of colorful energy a couple of meters or feet below you, grounding yourself into this connection of Mother Earth. Sense it or feel it. And see above you an illuminating star or a cosmic force of light, taking your awareness all the way upwards. And sending your energy upwards, connecting to this cosmic elder of wisdom and light above you. Connected above, connected below. You are now safe in your energy and protected. Aligned with the sound and light waves of divine guidance. Take a moment to turn up the volume, turn up the intensity of this connection you have to your soul self. Perhaps seeing your consciousness flowing with and around the bank of the channel that you've created, this channel of divine guidance. Bringing the energetic frequency of the year, your pains and pleasures, into this channel, this vortex of light, all the happenings this year, expected and unexpected. And just allow the energy of your year to be sifted through the veil of judgment and start to reveal absolute truths to you, the truths of the soul. The truths of your humanity and the experiences of your year. Take as much time as you need to just sit, breathe, and connect to your higher self. And trust and allow your soul to speak through you, to speak to you, to capture and connect and trust its knowing. It will only ever speak in the words of wisdom and love. And if you feel at any time that you're moving into judgment or criticism, then take a few moments just to sit, connect to this energy below of Mother Earth and the energy above of this deep wisdom of releasing your judgmental human mind and just move to that whispers of the soul. Sit here as long as you need to. And then take a couple of deep, nourishing breaths. And this is where you may like to move into your reflection and your release ritual. This is where you may like to move into your downloads and start moving through the questions. I'm going to go through the questions with you today. And this might even be a part of your practice with your eyes closed, just feeling and noticing what's coming up. Or you might even like to turn this podcast off now and just move through the questions yourself. So our first question of the Reflection and Release Ritual 2021 is, where did you finally embrace your genius or your own unique abilities this year? Sometimes we don't see our own uniqueness because it's just so normal and so basic to us that we don't see it. And sometimes other people bring these qualities or abilities to your awareness, like, you're really good at this. Or, Larissa, I can't believe how amazing you are at XYZ. And you're like, no, everyone can do that. But you know what, sister? Everybody can't do what you can do. So where did you finally embrace your genius and your unique abilities this year? Sit and ponder and reflect. Or you can start automatic writing and just sifting through your memories with an open heart and an open mind and start to write down the answers. Our second reflection and release question this year is, where did the bustling force of fear halt your forward momentum? Have you regained traction yet, found your footing, or are you still at a standstill? Fear is a normal part of doing anything new. And I want you to know that, sister, because you will always have fear when you're about to do something new. And if you don't have any fear come up, you're not doing anything new in your life. So where did fear halt you? Where did you have that amazing idea? Or where did you have a vision that excited you, but then when you thought about putting it into practice, you were like, oh my gosh, I can't do this. And then all the reasons why you can't do it, or all the fear come up. Have you regained your footing? So did you move through that fear, or are you still stuck there? So take a few moments, reflect on that question, and write down your answers. Your next question, where did you exercise the art of surrender and just trust the process? So sometimes we try and intellectualize things and kind of come up with that reason why right there and then. And sometimes we just let go of control. We let go of trying to manipulate a situation and make sense of it and just move into our hearts and move into the process of trust. Like, okay, I don't get why this is happening, but I'm sure there is some higher reason why. So write down, where did you exercise the art of surrender? Your next question, remember to pause in between if you're doing this as you go. Otherwise, you can just be listening. So where did you let go of the illusion of perfection and accept the beauty of imperfection? There's no such thing as perfection. Perhaps everything and everyone in the world is beautifully imperfected. Does that even make sense? So everybody has this beautiful art of imperfection within, and that is what makes everything amazing and unique. So where did you just let go of it has to be bloody perfect and just move into the beauty and accept imperfection in your life? Our next question, when did you feel guided from the unseeable power within? Perhaps this could be explained as your intuition or your gut feeling or a voice or a vision that you felt or heard, or a dream or an awareness that you had that you acted upon. Now, there will be a time, so take the time to sit with yourself and just go within and allow the vision to come up and write that down. Our next question, when did the wielding banks of frustration burst open? You know, you got so frustrated with doing something. It could have been while you were trying something new or moving towards your goal, or somebody wasn't understanding you. Communication levels were down. So when did this happen? And most importantly, how did you overcome this? This will help you in your future to become aware of some of your ways of adapting or overcoming challenges in your life. Our next question is, when through the ragged edges of pain, Did you notice a seed of understanding and receive a message of higher knowing? Or simultaneously in that pain, you also felt this like quiet undercurrent of joy or love surface. So sometimes it's really weird, but it happens so often, like within pain, we find or feel love, or through pain, we kind of get this nudge of understanding, or through pain, we actually can connect to the joy of life at the same time. So when through pain, did you actually notice a seed of something else germinating? Next question, when did you catch yourself swimming in the foggy depths of self-judgment? And most importantly, how did you choose to move forward with the clear current of self-kindness or self-love and compassion? Or are you yet to learn to swim through currents of self-judgment? Judgment is normal. It's a normal part of life. But we can use it to empower our lives or disempower our lives. So when did you catch yourself swimming in self-judgment? Moving forward, when did you distance yourself from the guiding force of feeling or emotion? Quite often in this life, ads like take a Codral and just soldier on. That's more when you're sick, but a lot of people adopt that approach about their feelings. They just get busy, eat a chocolate, take a pill, you know, drink some wine and not really sit and feel your feelings or emotions. So when did you distance yourself from your emotions, and what emotion was that? And then the next one is, when did you do the opposite? So when did the swell of prickly feelings and emotion engulf you, but you actually sat and felt those? Or maybe you're someone that's just completely dissociated from your emotions and that you didn't let that happen. So this will help you moving forward with your self-expression and your healing. So in reflection to the last two questions, what learning and wisdom did you gain from these experiences? So what learnings did you adopt from avoiding emotion and feeling? And what did you learn from allowing those feelings and emotions to engulf you and just sit in those feelings and let them flow over you? What in 2021 joyfully took your breath away? It could have been an experience or something you heard, or a family member did something, or a friend, or a surprise. What joyfully took your breath away? And then what winded or knocked you to the ground level of disbelief? When did you stand true and unshakable in your own power? And when did you disperse your power, letting it crumble into the clutching hand of another? So standing true and unshakable in your own power, it could be when you stuck up for yourself, or an opinion, or a view, or somebody else. You stood in your power and you were assertive, even though you might have been fearful or scared, you were still standing in your power. But when did you disperse your power, letting it crumble? Which means maybe you felt like speaking up, but for some reason you didn't. Or you let someone railroad you, even though you could see it going on. Okay, moving on. How did you use your inner power to untether yourself from the heavy weight of your shadow side? So your shadow side can be whatever you want it is for you, but it could be your negative side, or a depressive state, or a flooring emotion. Like, so how did you untether yourself from this heavy feeling of your shadow side? Let's flip that. When did you use your creative power to move beyond the stuckness of the speed humps of your problems? So when did you, or what problems did you overcome, and how did you do it? Did you research? Did you just go within and use a reflective process? Like, what is your process, right? You need to write this down so you can do more of what you know works for you next year and less of what hasn't worked for you. Okay, What, this is exciting, come on, what became a reality this year that once was an inner light of hope or a colorful dream within? Like, what became a reality in 2021 that you had always dreamed or hoped of? I love that one. Okay, when did you turn your face away from your own shining magnificence, and when did you step forth and embrace it? Okay, so when did you retreat, and it could have been an idea that you had, and same kind of thing as fear, like you're like, oh, I can't do that. So you turned away from your magnificence, sister. Or when did you embrace it? Like you had an idea or a feeling or a nudge and was just like, I can do this. I know I can do this. Let's do it. All right. So write both of those things down. Oh yeah. What old cemented belief about yourself, another, or life was lovingly destroyed by the truth? Now, quite often we have beliefs about ourselves and lives and other people, and our beliefs are one-sided, like they're a half-truth or they're not the whole picture. So what belief was destroyed by the truth? So I had a friend recently say to me, oh, I used to believe that everybody was trustworthy. And I'm like, maybe in some way or some part of them is, but not everybody's trustworthy all of the time. And she's like, it's only taken me 50 something years to realize that, because so many people were trying to reveal the truth to her, which is the other side, that we all have both sides, yin and yang, right? So for her, that belief was destroyed this year that everybody is trustworthy all of the time. So what belief? It could be about self. That was another, was just destroyed by the truth. It could be a belief. It could be a disempowering belief rather than like what sounded like an empowering belief, like everybody's kind, everybody's trustworthy. It could be a disempowering belief that was proven otherwise. So it's like, I can never lose weight. That could be a belief you had about yourself. I'm always going to be fat and I can't lose weight. But then you actually did lose some weight and you're like, I can do this. You know, so this old belief about yourself was destroyed by the truth. All right, let's do it. What were the habits and routines that restored and replenished your sense of self and uplifted your life energy? So there's certain behaviors in our lives that make us feel good and that we love and we know that are good for us. Okay, so right, it could be multiple habits and routines, the things that you do that replenish yourself, your heart, and uplift your energy. And then, of course, what were the habits and routines that frayed and dispersed your sense of self and lowered your life energy? So there's things in our lives that do not make us feel good. They make us feel tired, unenergized, lethargic, but we continue to do them. It's so important to bring those things forth. All right, let's move on. What idea or new way of living captured your attention? This could be something you've seen on social media, something a friend is doing, something you're reading about, maybe something that has been in your mind for a while. What idea or new way of living captured your attention? It could be something like, for me, it's like living simple, like get rid of like all the clutter and start to just live really simply. No matter where you are, even if you live in a huge house, you can still live simply in a huge house. You can live simply in a tiny home. All right, next one. What habits and routines are you choosing to focus on in 2022? Basically, this question is almost like, what goals do you want to achieve? But then we break that down into what habits and routines are you going to focus on to actually achieve those goals? Because every goal that you achieve in your life is just a set of habits and routines. So what habits and routines? Have a good long hard think about what you want to achieve in 2022. Do you want to implement? Is it a healthy morning routine? Does it have to do with eating? Does it have to do with relationships or work? Or, you know, there's so many different areas of our lives that we can implement healthy routines. Okay, no. We have to stop. Take a breather. Make sure if you've just listened through the questions first time round, you then take out your document, your supporting document, and go through these questions. Now, there's a spot where we have automatic writing. If you don't know what automatic writing is or automatic journaling, basically, you just like put your mind to the back of your consciousness and just bring up and write whatever is going to come out, whatever comes up for you. It's really like an intuitive process. So you can embark on doing some automatic writing to bring out those questions or those answers. I already gave you the questions, and do some automatic journaling. After you've written all of those amazing answers, don't worry, you're going to get stuck. It's all part of it, right? You might get stuck, so you just sit with it, ask yourself, let's do this. What can I do to find the answer within? And you just get through it. Then we write down what are the most significant realizations you had through this creative process. So through reflecting upon your reflection answers, write down the three greatest learnings of 2021. And then we write down, we're like really practical now, like reflecting on the past, assimilating that, and then of course moving forward. In what ways can you bring these three major learnings of 2021 into 2022 to enhance your life? So of course we write them down. There's space, there's so much space. You can write this down in your document that I've prepared for you, or of course you can do it in a journal. Oh my gosh, I love this process. It's just so beautiful. If you want a little bit of an extra hand or you're looking to dive a little bit deeper, I have a workshop that I recorded. I did with a little group of ladies. It's called Inspired Planning Workshop. And it is, it's the cheapest chips, but even just getting the downloads for that workshop will be completely supportive and help you really define and refine your goals. And it just sets out a really easy pathway for you to stick to your goals, do more in less time, and stick to what's most important in your life. So you can check that out on my website, Inspired Planning Workshop. And if you're somebody who's like, oh, there is so much that lowered my energy in 2021 and I want to really increase my life energy in 2022, I do this every quarter. It's called the Mind Body Soul Reset. It's another online course that I have. It's a mini course that will help you get out of autopilot when it comes to eating, when it comes to healthy movement, when it comes to thinking, or just get you out of those like reaching for sugar when you're tired, or even though you're tired, you're like staying up late on your phone looking at Facebook or reading stuff that doesn't really matter. So it can get you into new habits that will support you and out of habits that may be hindering your life energy. So that one's called the Mind Body Soul Reset. And keep your eyes peeled, because I am so excited that in the next few weeks, I will bring out another online course that is called Feel Good Habits for Life, where I'll walk you step by step through how to implement a new habit in your life. Now, in the new year, so many people start off with creating new goals and then they just let them slide. They say like it was 80 or 90% of people who create goals in the new year don't end up acting on them or pursuing them. Our beautiful workshop, which is Inspired Planning, but most importantly, Feel Good Habits for Life, will give you a step-by-step instructional plan on how to create a new habit. Now, the beauty and the power in having a step-by-step plan for me is really when I fall off the wagon, if you want to use those terms, because they're familiar to us, we just go back to step one and we just continue to follow the steps. You don't even have to have a pity party. You're just like, oh, I fell off the wagon. Let's just go back to step one. I wanted you to know that I'm here to support you. This is what I do in helping you to create the life you love. So through this beautiful reflection process, you can move through, see what worked and what didn't, and how to take those forward. And then if you need additional resources or support, then of course I have the Inspired Planning Workshop, the Mind Body Soul Reset, or coming soon, Feel Good Habits for Life. To finish off this beautiful process today, and after you complete your automatic writing or answering your questions and your reflection ritual, just take a moment to take your hand, one hand to your heart again, and one hand to your belly. Soften around the eyes and close your eyes. Relax the shoulders and jaw. Soften any ribbons of tightness around your belly and connect to your physical self, noticing gravity caressing you down towards the earth. Take a few breaths. Move your awareness within and direct it down into that beautiful light energy below you, anchoring you to Mother Earth. And then slowly take your awareness upwards, noticing that shining wisdom of light above and connecting your inner light to the light above. Feeling grounded yet connected. Sitting in our lower energies or lower frequencies, embracing them as well as our higher frequencies of soul, spirit, whatever you like to call it. And we sit with love and gratitude in our hearts and our heads and know that whatever has happened in your year, there's parts of what happened that happened for you to learn and grow, for you to understand and go within and reflect, for you to know the depths of pain so you can understand the heights of joy. So you know the heights of pleasure, so you understand the depths of pain. We live in this colorful world of emotion and duality, both sides. So may we look and we embrace both sides of who we are, both sides of life, and both sides of living in our human body. Living in this world, living on this earth. It's not what happens to us, but how we perceive what happens in our lives that determine our happiness and our destiny. So I thank you from my heart for enjoying the Everyday Inspiration podcast and trusting me with your mind and your body. I had so many beautiful clients in 2021 that overcome some of their life's biggest hurdles and move forward towards the life, body, business, whatever it was that they truly would love to live. I am here for you to help you in this world to connect to your truth, to your purpose, and slowly start to move through all those earthly voices that are always in your head and connect more to that soulful whisper of your inner guidance. I'm getting a little teary now. So thank you everybody from the bottom of my heart for being you, expressing you, and embracing the Everyday Inspiration life. Thank you. I look forward to sharing with you and being with you and maybe even helping you and you helping me in 2021. Please feel free to share this podcast or this ritual and make sure you go over to our downloads and or go over to the website everydayinspiration.com.au episode 41. And if you haven't already, download the assisting document. It is such a beautiful document that I've created where you can write down your reflection and release ritual questions and your automatic writing and your soul-led journey through reflecting upon 2021. All right, my beautiful ones, I love you, and Happy New Year! Bye for now.